by ship, by plane, by road, by human carriers. Goods are smuggled dangerously out of one country into another. Goods which are forbidden cargo.
Presenting the inside story of Opium Den.
Wakefield, back in front. The roof, men on buildings, both sides. Good.
0:30 from now.
Midland and Gregory have got axes if the door resists.
You can bet it will.
You know, if we hadn't got the tip, I'd never have suspected an opium den in this part of London.
Creeping into existence all through the city. Ah, here we go. Broken in. Now we'll see the rats start running out.
If they're capable of running, probably all enjoying blood dreams.
Then they're in for a pretty harsh awakening. Got them.
All right. Come on.
Well, that's that. Back to headquarters.
Be interesting to see the hall.
See the report later.
£5.5 of raw opium, 22 smokers, 19 Chinese, 3 English. Not a bad haul.
No, not bad. But did you notice all the rest of the smokers? There's not one in charge of the den.
I see what you're getting at.
Wakefield, I'm worried. Opium simply flooding into London, but how? Where? Even Fleet Street's beginning to snipe at us here in customs.
I'd like to see some of their crime experts run down some smugglers. All they can do is write about how to capture them. Like the papers this morning. Eyewash.
I know, but try telling them that.
No hint for tonight's interrogation reports?
Nothing. Everyone caught pretended to know nothing. They'd just been told about the den. Asked who, they can't remember. They either look bland and blank or jabber in their own lingo.
You know, Fraser, I still think it'll pay us to concentrate on the Covent Gardens markets. Don't forget, that's where we found the information about the den we raided tonight.
That's about all we can do. What's the time? Ah, yes. The market should just be open now to receive vegetables and such for the early morning trading.
Oh, well, no risk for the wicked customs. Let's go round there. Promised the wife I'd bring home a few pounds of tomatoes. Might get some cheap.
Wait till I get my hat.
From the mud and murk of the dark countryside come the green and the red of the gardens.
What's that?
Covent Gardens this wee hour of the morning always makes me feel poetic.
Good Lord.
We must get 2 pounds of tomatoes for the wife.
Well, we've been hanging around for at least an hour. No luck.
Our previous informer's gone to ground, I suppose.
Peanuts, please, no peanuts.
Some character.
That's old China John. He's been around here for some years.
You want some? What? Peanuts? Oh.
No, thanks. You mean digestion this time of the night.
I'd like some. China John!
You like fresh roasted peanuts, sir?
Bob's worth, please.
I give you Bob Bagger.
Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Peanuts, Bob a bag.
This strange curve. He always carries a bucket full of peanuts. And a tray of bags around his neck.
Good advertisement for his wares. Always eating from the bucket.
Well, it's a funny thing that nobody's ever known China John's bucket to empty.
And it is a fact he's always eating from it, Fraser.
So I've been told. You'd think... Wait here. Let's follow him.
Follow China Jones?
Come on, don't lose sight of him. China John.
Yes, please. Above a bag, sir. You like place roasted peanuts, sir?
Let's have a look at your bucket. No, you don't. Grab him, Wakefield. Come with us, old man. Now, don't struggle.
All right.
Well, China John, what have you to say for yourself?
Nothing.
Nothing. Not even after we've discovered your little game? Your bucket with false sides and bottom packed with raw opium? Nothing to say.
Nothing, gentlemen.
You know you'll be going to prison on a charge of peddling illegal drug, don't you?
What is, must be.
Where'd you get your supply, John?
No savvy.
You savvy right enough, old man. Now, come on, out with it. Or you'll be the sorriest Chinese this side of the Great Wall.
So sorry.
John, we'll be hard on you if you don't cooperate. We might even have your photo put in all the newspapers with the heading, Don't Peddler Posing as Chinese Peanut Vendor. How would you like that, eh?
No, savvy. Oh,
don't start that again.
Where do you get the stuff? China John, this is your last chance. Where do you get the stuff?
Sorry.
Get him out of this office. Take him away. Lock him up. I know who's going to be the sorry one.
All right, this way, chum.
Certainly.
Bland beggar. Give him cell 8. It's damp.
Lumatism.
Cell 8. Hose it nice and wet first.
Please. I've got rheumatism.
Leave a couple of inches of water on the floor.
All right.
Take him away.
I thought. United States alive tomorrow. That's all.
What?
No, Savvy.
Get him out of here. I don't know, Wakefield. It's my guess John fooled us.
Yet he distinctly said, United States arrives tomorrow. Tomorrow is not today. There she is. United States. Atlantic Blue Ribbon holder. 51,500 tons. 3 days, 15 hours out of New York. All passengers except a handful searched. Baggage checked. No opium.
Well, hello. There's Matron signaling from the office. I'd better see what the old girl wants. Molly Wendell.
What is the meaning of this? Why am I being held by customs?
Purely routine. And may we examine your baggage?
They have already been poured through.
Well, then you won't object to us having another examination.
Fraser, take a look at this case. Well?
Slit it open. I'll take the responsibility.
What are you doing?
Merely slitting the stitching of this traveling case.
But you'll damage it.
Well, not more than we can help, miss. The old familiar aroma. Musty hay. How do you account for this?
What is it?
What is it? Don't play the innocent young miss with me. It's opium.
I don't understand.
No, another one. Young lady, please consider yourself under arrest. Matron! See that this woman's taken away. £4 of raw opium found in China John's bucket. Another £5 in that girl's baggage. £9. But will either of them tell us where they got their supplies? Not on your life.
Yes, and when we brought them face to face, neither blinked an eyelash.
Bland. That's what they are. China John's pure Asian, but the girl Molly, she's Eurasian, but enough in her to give that bland, smooth, blasted, blank expression when she wants it.
New York said she arrived alone from Shanghai with the same baggage. But they searched it thoroughly. Prepared to swear she didn't have a whiff of the stuff on her.
Which obviously means that she picked it up somewhere in New York.
Yes. Customs there said the same thing, but couldn't pick up any lead.
Well, she's going to have plenty of time to think things over.
Same as this China, John. two of a kind. Stubborn as old teeth.
You know, somehow I think they're connected. I don't mean Molly was China John's supplier. Rather, she's a carrier for a smuggling syndicate, specializing in opium.
You mean they're connected in as much as China John eventually gets to peddling some of the stuff she's been running in?
Yes. Look, you saw the check on the shipping.
Yes.
This is her ninth crossing this year. Ninth. And never once suspected. Not until our sharp-eyed matron saw her case. Which, mark you, one of our men had already examined and passed as cleared.
Would have fooled anyone except matron.
It's frustrating, that's what it is. Here we've got two locked up. One an opium carrier, the other an opium peddler. One smuggling the stuff into a given point, the other getting it from the same point for peddling. And neither of them will talk.
Yep. Why did China John give us the tip about the ship? You can't tell me he was afraid of what we said about locking him away in a damp cell.
No. At least he... Fraser speaking. Yes? Well, what about them? Both of them? When? How? Oh, blast and damnation to Hades. I'll have someone skinned for this. All right, thanks. Wakefield.
Well, what's wrong?
Everything. Both Molly Wendell and China John are dead.
Dead? How? Suicide?
Poison. Somehow, someone smuggled poison into their cells. Cyanide capsules. Death, almost instantaneous. Wakefield, more pressmen outside?
No, but there's a young fellow insisting on seeing us both alone.
Oh, who is he?
A young Chinese.
Chinese, then?
He won't speak to anyone else.
All right. Now, do you think he's a crank?
Who can tell with these chums?
Well, have some of the men hanging around outside, just in case, eh?
Right. Don't expect any trouble, huh? Will you go in, please? Inspector Fraser's waiting to see you.
Yes?
Inspector Fraser?
I am, and this is Inspector Wakefield. Well, please sit down. Cigarette?
Thank you, sir.
I'm given to understand you wanted to speak with only Wakefield and myself.
Yes.
Why?
First, allow me to introduce myself. I am Joe Tang. I would be happy if you call me Joe.
Well, that's easy enough. Now, what's all this about?
I am the son of the man known as China John.
Is that a fact?
Then you knew of his death a fortnight ago.
Yes.
Funny you've taken so long to come forward.
That is because I was not sure.
Of what?
Who killed my father.
He committed suicide.
On orders.
Pardon?
He was ordered to kill himself. If ever he were caught by the authorities.
So... then the cyanide wasn't smuggled into him.
He had been issued with it for just such an eventuality.
And the person who exercised such a strong influence over your father?
The one called Liang.
Address?
Liang is an export-import merchant. His place of business is at 24 Webb Street, Soho.
Uh-huh. A perfect front, eh?
Yes. Joe, tell me, why are you passing on this information?
I loved my father. My mother is long dead.
You were in the same business as your father?
I am a medical student.
But you knew of your father's illegal activities.
Sir, a peanut vendor at Covent Gardens Market cannot earn sufficient money to clothe and feed himself, his son, and at the same time pay for that son's education. My father peddled opium to make that extra money.
Good Lord, you didn't...
You do not believe me. My story sounds like one of those cheap novelettes.
Well, you know the saying about truth and fiction.
I tell the truth.
Yet you now inform on the man who made your medical education possible, this man, Yang.
If he had not forced my father to kill himself, I would not be here, gentlemen. Often I spoke to my father about what he was doing for me. I made him promise if he ever were caught, he would face his punishment honorably. But I had not anticipated Liang having a greater influence over my parent than I believe I enjoyed.
Joe, you knew a young woman called Molly Wendell, who also died the same way, don't you?
Again, Liang's influence.
Ah, she was a runner for Liang, eh?
One of his main means of supplies. She would pick up a cargo from New York, smuggle it into London via Southampton.
Yet this last trip she made, she originally came from Shanghai.
There had been a delay in shipment from Shanghai to the New York depot. That depot supplied the United States opium dens, and also supplies for London.
You know the names of other carriers, don't you?
No. Only the girl called Molly Wendell.
If you know so much, why only her?
We were to be married.
Oh, I see. Well, then why was she mixed up in such a game?
Liang. When Molly was young, Liang exercised an old custom. He bought her from her parents. When Liang heard about us, he threatened to have her sent back to China. She continued to act as his carrier until we were able to work out a solution to our problem. She died before we could do anything about Liang's ownership.
Joe, if we bring this Liang to trial, you're prepared to give evidence against him?
I am.
Liang controls the whole smuggling ring?
He is its London agent. I know nothing else.
Well, if he finds out you've been to see us, has he any influence over you?
None. He employs razor men. But I am not afraid.
Well, I think you'd be safer under protective custody.
No. He will immediately realize I have informed. And I must not neglect my studies. I owe that to my father.
Very well. I know better than to argue with you. But bringing in this Liang, we have no proof. Only your word against his.
We could raid his premises.
Liang is clever. Only he knows where he keeps the opium.
I was afraid of that.
May I make a suggestion, sir?
Yes, go ahead.
That you detail an officer of your department to pose as an opium buyer, gain Liang's confidence, buy a supply with marked notes.
We'll consider it.
Very well. I have a class to attend. Thank you. Goodbye.
Your address?
The Young Men's Hostel.
Well, I'll be darned.
Cool as you like. I wonder if his suggestion's a trap.
We'll soon know.
You'll detail someone?
Dressed as a seaman, looking for the big man to buy regular supplies of opium.
Roberts is a good man.
Wakefield. This I handle myself. I won't make a direct approach. That'll be dangerous. I'll drift around Soho, asking everyone where I can get in touch with Liang. You fingernails.
I'm fingernails. You eat here in my restaurant?
No.
Then perhaps I can be of other service.
Liang.
Liang?
Where do I find him?
I know no one with that name.
Oh, come off it, fingernail. Tung Kang told me you'd know where I can contact Liang. Business, see?
You know Tung Kang?
Old China John told me when I wanted big supplies to see Tung Kang. Said he'd put me in touch with Liang. So don't beat around the bush. Where do I meet up with the big boss?
So, you are wanting a supply.
Not a supply, big supplies. £30 a month.
That is a lot.
Well, it's got a good client. Cash on the nail. So come on, I ain't got all night. Where do I get hold of Liang?
You know Webb Street in this district also.
I'll find it.
Number 24 is the abode of the one Liang.
Well, it's about time you came clean. Okay, I'll shove off now.
Wait.
For what?
For me to check your story with Tung Kang. If it is okay, then I arrange your meeting with Liang. Please, do not attempt to leave my restaurant in Tottenham.
Who says?
Those men at the next table. Please remain seated. I shall.
Well,
Liang will see.
That's what I want, Liang. 30 pounds of opium a month. Cash on the counter.
So, it is a big order.
Well, I got a big client. I want £6 tonight. Rest tomorrow night.
So soon?
Because I've been drifting around Soho 3 nights before anyone had put me in touch with you.
In this business, one must take every precaution.
Oh, yeah, sure. But what about it? Can do. £6 tonight, rest tomorrow night. And then £30 on the first of every month.
Can supply.
Good. Well, then let's have it.
But not here.
Eh?
Not here.
Oh, say, what is this? You giving me the runaround?
Merely another precaution.
Come off it, Lang. I'm tired of this shilly-shally. Sell me the stuff tonight or shove off.
You know the Eastern Arms in Greek Street?
Pub, ain't it?
A small, discreet hotel. Be there in exactly 1 hour from now. Walk straight up to the front door. Enter room 11.
What?
I shall be there.
With the stuff?
You have the money.
Wakefield, Fraser, listen carefully. I'm phoning in from Soho Square. I'm meeting Liang in the Eastern Arms Hotel, Greek Street, first floor, room 11. Can you get them in there? He said to meet him there in an hour. Well, that's half an hour back. I couldn't phone sooner. I had to make sure I wasn't followed. Yes, Eastern Arms, Greek Street, first floor, room 11. Get them in there at least a quarter of an hour before I'm due. Yes, get the mark bills. Good man. I'll see you there. I hope.
You're late.
Sorry.
This dingy dump gives me the willies. Next time I'll pick the place, somewhere more cheerful.
You have the money?
You got the stuff.
£6.
Good. Land over.
Please, the money first.
Oh, you don't trust me, eh?
Am I not here?
All right, all right. There's the dough, Ray.
Thank you.
Well, don't I get the stuff?
I am counting the notes.
Ah, cagey cove.
Merely a precaution.
Yeah.
So, it is all here. That is very good. I give you the opium.
Ah.
Well, my friend, I hope we have many more such deals.
Yes, Liang. But first, I want to show you something. My identification card, Inspector of Her Majesty's Customs.
No, no, you don't. I'll take that knife. Wakefield! Wakefield!
This is Fraser. When Liang attempted to stab himself, I managed to overpower him, place him in handcuffs. I immediately searched his mouth for a cyanide capsule, but apparently he hadn't the courage to take the way out he'd forced others to take. Brought to trial, he was sentenced to 8 years imprisonment with deportation on completion. But his arrest and those we knew were connected with him have not stemmed the flow of opium into London. However, we're not disconcerted. We know the war against all illegal trade shall continue until such times as it is impossible for anyone to smuggle forbidden cargo.
story you have heard is factual. Names have been changed to protect the identities of those concerned. Listen again for another exposé of those who deal in forbidden cargoes.